Salt Lake City residents asked Mayor Jackie Biskupski tough questions Wednesday night about the new planned homeless shelters. The frustration is focused on the city's choice of Simpson Avenue and Sugar House as the location of a new shelter, as well as doubts about whether the new model will work. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Sugar House residents like Shane Stroud packed the Sprague Library to get a chance to talk to Mayor Biskupski. Like many residents here, he's worried about property values and the safety of his neighborhood.
If this system should fail, if it shouldn't go as the city expects, it could destroy our neighborhood. It could have lasting impacts for decades. You're asking us to take a leap of faith. This isn't a leap of faith. This is a gamble.
Biskupski spent the evening reassuring people like Stroud that what will be in their neighborhood will not look like the road home on Rio Grande Street. She says they'll be smaller, safer, and more effective.
We absolutely have to change the dynamics we are living with, or we will never change what we are experiencing today. And this is our first step to changing those dynamics.
When the shelters open in roughly 2 years, the road home will close. That's a net loss of 500 shelter beds. That worries Glenn Bailey, executive director of Crossroads Urban Center. He says if the new shelters are overflowing when they open, the new model won't have a chance.
That's the worst case scenario.
City and county leaders say the goal is to reduce the need for emergency shelter by getting people into housing. But Bailey says that will require significant investment and a plan.
And I have some real concerns about whether we're on a path to achieve that goal in the next 2 years, which is not very much time.
Mayor Biskupski says she'll release a housing plan later this month. The Salt Lake City Council has also set aside $20 million for housing, although it's unclear how they plan to use it. Whitney Evans, KUER News.